Institute. My name is Ed Hardiman, and I'm the head of school here at St. John's Prep.
I'm Chief James Lovell, James Police Department.
Earlier this afternoon, around 1:45, there was a report of a potential active shooter in Brother Benjamin Hall, which is the home of our middle school program. Danvers Police responded. We activated all of our protocols. We did our lockdown. We did the procedures that we have practiced numerous times throughout the last many school years in anticipation of something like this happening. Our students, our faculty, and staff did exactly what they were supposed to do. After we activated our lockdown and this call came in, the Danvers Police was on campus, and I will turn it over to Chief Lovell to talk about the police response.
During the initial response, officers were separated into different buildings to determine if there was actually a threat. During the search of Brother Benjamin Hall, during the search process, there was an accident discharge of a firearm that resulted in an increased response from area departments and followed to them, but who responded to assist with the search of the buildings. Member search had done all the campus buildings and all the campus green.
The
initial response was a threat of a person or threat to cause harm located in one of the benchrooms. The officer responded during the initial search, accidental discharge, no one was injured, and that prompted the increased response from the area departments.
Any indication as to where this swatting call came from?
We don't have any idea at this point in time. We are with the Massachusetts Center to provide them the phone number and the message so they can backtrack the information to identify where it came from.
So it was a 911 call then?
I'm not sure if it's 911 or business line. It's been a very fluid situation. I responded to the station myself, so I don't know about details as far as which line it came in on. Typically, they'd be coming in with business lines, but
are you able to say that it sounds like a student or perhaps a young man, someone who could have been a student, who can tell who this is?
Again, I did not hear the call. I was in my office. I heard the call came out with the report of a possible threat here at the school, and I responded, so I hadn't had time to make the phone call or talk to the officers who received the call.
The accidental discharge, was it in the bathroom itself, and was anyone in the bathroom when the officer entered the bathroom?
It was in the bathroom, but no one was in the bathroom at the time.
So it just accidentally shot?
Again, I don't know a lot of details right now. It's been a very fluid afternoon. We are investigating that separately. Our primary concern right now is making sure the students are safe, faculty are safe, that we reunified our students with their parents and teachers across their proper places.
At what point was it considered a hoax? Like, when did you guys finally say this ain't true?
It's hard to say at this point. Again, we're still trying to work through the details.
Chief, these swatting calls have unfortunately become a troubling trend here. To be the latest incident, how do we prevent this sort of thing from happening? Because this is a big response and someone could have gotten hurt here.
Again, our initial response was a smaller response of our patrol force. As I said, due to the accident discharge, that's what really kind of ramped up the response. Typically, we would have probably just kept our patrol force investigating initially, but when we had that report, we didn't know where it happened originally or how it occurred, so we had a large response.
When something like this happens, how do you discipline the officer? Is there a discipline in place? Or, and obviously he's there to protect, but is that too early to determine?
Too early at this point in time. Again, very clearly, we're just finishing the building searches now. We have investigators on scene who will conduct an investigation on that.
And Headmaster, this was a really, parents seeing the news of this, I can only imagine what that's like. Can you kind of speak to, how you guys are going to be able to try to comfort these families and get kids back to school here tomorrow?
Sure. This is everybody's nightmare. Every parent, in the context of our culture today, is concerned that things like this can happen. What we believe in is communicating with us on coming together as a community and supporting each other. My message to our students underneath the tent was, some of us are going to be okay, some of us are going to be really traumatized by what's happened, and it's our responsibility to reach out to each other, to support for each other, to care for each other. Our team, probably in UNEM, our school counselors will be available to support students, to support our faculty and staff. Unfortunately, we have a lot of experience going through the tragedy with the loss of Sebastian Robinson earlier this year. We have a number of resources that we'll make available to our students, to our faculty, to our staff, and to our parents. Our primary goal, as was the Danvers Police, was just to make sure that everybody was safe, so no one was hurt, and now we reflect on what's happened, take what we've learned, and prepare for the future. And ideally, this doesn't happen.
Is this going wrong?
As Chief Lovell said, it's a pretty fluid situation. Our focus right now has been really making sure that the police and law enforcement authorities have access to all of our buildings and supporting them. And then the other primary focus has been making sure that our students and our parents and our faculty and staff are comfortable, safe, and reunited. And over the next few hours, we'll figure out our next steps.
And how many students total?
We are a school of 1,450 students in grades 6 through 12.
If the call is traced back to one of your students, what kind of repercussions would they face, both academically and perhaps criminally?
As Chief Lovell said, it's a fluid situation, and we talk a lot about to our students that actions have accountability, and we would hold that student accountable if they came back up.
We heard that the kids got out pretty fast. They were running into the woods, hiding in the woods. Can you speak? I mean, we heard about the response from police, but the response from the students in this situation.
We have, as all schools have done, we have done numerous drills. We have talked about stay, lock down, run, attack, do what you need to do. And while I don't have all the details at this point in time, we did the call that we needed to do to lock down our campus. Our faculty and our staff responded in the appropriate way. For those that felt it was better to run, they did, and we have worked to find them and to account for them. For those that felt that it was important to stay, law enforcement authorities have found them through the buildings, identified themselves as law enforcement, and safely escorted them out of the building. And then we gathered everybody under the tent that we used for commencement on Saturday, so we were able to keep people together, to comfort them, to console them, to let them know that everybody's safe, and to let them know that things are going to be okay.
Do we know if the students that ran into the woods, was that in response to the initial threat that put the school on lockdown, or was that more in response to when there was that gun that went off?
We're a campus of 14 buildings and 175 acres, so the accidental discharge took place in Brother Benjamin Hall, which is on the far end of the campus. A number of the students that went into the woods by the solar array were in this building, the Mahoney Wellness Center. So I'm not sure that they would have been able to hear that, but they felt that it was at that point in time, thinking on what they've learned and what we've trained them to do, they felt that the best thing for them to do was evacuate the building and go down to the solar array and the wooded trails that we have in the back end of campus.
Thank you.
Chief,
thank
another
you
question for you. You said it was one of the Danvers officers who had the accidental discharge, correct?
Yes.
Maybe this is silly, but would he not have been able to simply say, hey, that was just my gun, false alarm, no need to have this massive law enforcement response?
At that point, the response might happen. There's already responding officers from other communities who heard the initial call, self-activated themselves, and then when the initial call came out, the shots fired.
But he could say, stand down, that was just my gun, it's all good?
Again, it was a very fluid situation. We were in the building, the fire alarm was going off, it was very difficult to hear. Clearing classrooms one by one, so it's difficult to actually transmit information.
There are also a number of people in Brother Benjamin Hall who heard the shot fired and just called 911 to report that a shot was fired.
How many communities responded in total, do you know?
At this point in time, we don't know. Very large response from every community. A lot of fellow police chiefs from the area came to support us and offer assistance, and then also them that responded as well from SD police.
Any difficulty in the response based on, like the master said, a lot of buildings, a lot of ground to cover? Does that make things harder than this necessitate a larger response at all?
It definitely necessitated a lot of response to as we clear each building. But again, using NEMLAC and state police, we were able to get large groups together and actually assign them different buildings throughout the campus and address those areas. There was secondary search was done after which everything was secure.
What are the next steps in the swatting investigation?
At this point in time, we'll work with the Christian Center to try to identify the caller and the phone number used. Go from there.
I just add two things. First, just on behalf of the school, we want to thank the Danvers Police, Massachusetts State Police, and all the other law enforcement agencies that were here. We're extraordinarily grateful for their service and know that the response that they brought a great deal of comfort to a number of members of our community in the midst of all of this. And second, I just ask you all as media, we very much understand that you have a job to do and that people need to understand. We will do everything we can to supply you with as much information. We would just ask that our community has been really traumatized by this, and our focus needs to be on educating our students and supporting them. We would very much appreciate if you'd refrain from wandering around campus, refrain from interviewing students, and refrain from interviewing parents at this point in time. They have a lot to process, and if any of you are parents, put yourself in their shoes at this point in time. we're able to prepare for this, and we just ask that you respect that, and we want to help you do your jobs, and we'd ask that you help us do our jobs as well. Thank you.
Thank you.